Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amir and Ratzshichyu, or the schus Moshe Ben Shemai Sosh Moshe Mordechai, schus Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Ezra Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, and the schus Yochai Fegabas Bechadis Basia, the Soch Shachol Israel, and we've been discussing the fascinating sugya of is Bevas Achas considered Kesidron. If something needs to be in a certain Seder, and you do it simultaneously, does that count? Is it being Keseder? We say no. Keseder means it has to be one after the other. Or maybe Keseder just means that it can't be what's supposed to be later is not supposed to be earlier. What's supposed to be later is at the same time, and it's fine. This is a big, big discussion, which we've already spoken about in previous shiurim, and now we're going to talk about it more. Siyata Dishmaya, from the Dovev Meisharim. It's always exciting to learn a shtickle Dovev Meisharim from the Sara Torah, the Heilig Gagoin, Shabina Rov, of Dov Berish of Eidenfeld. This is in the first volume in Simen Yud Ches, an Os Gimel. V'advar she'ilosem yishlochu sh'adivya yishud kinas v'rodim she'hichmir b'shem ha'kodosh she'nichtov sh'loi kesidron b'sefer Torah afilu b'di'evet. So you'd asked if we should be machmir about a holy name of God that was written out of order in a Sefer Torah, even by the Eved, the parts of the Sefer Torah, if the name was written out of order. In other words, does the Shem HaKadosh require Kesidon? Does it have to be written first the Yud, and then the He, and then the Vav, and then the He? Do we say no? We're not machbid. That should be Kesedon. B'kvoy Torah soherich b'tuv tam. And his honorable Torah scholar discussed this at great length. This is a letter written from Chabin to the great Rav and Gaon El Yochim Getzel Dichtwald, who was the Av Beis Din of Kehilas Yavrarzna, and then later the Av Beis Din of Kehilas Shteshmiyitz. What names? In any event, That's the name of this Ruv, and this Ruv is a huge Talmud Chacham. And he was Marich B'tuv Tam, and he brings from the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim of the Tzanz Rov in Chelek Aleph in Yeredei and Simen and Zayin. Who says that you don't need Kesidron. He argues with the Ginas Vrodim. The Ginas Vrodim is Machmir B'Shem HaKadosh. The Ginas Vradim says that it's even possible b'di'evet, and the Divrei Chaim argues, and he says that it's not possible b'di'evet, and he brings a raya from the Ben Kamtzer, who would write the Shem, would write Shem Hashem b'vas achas. So we see from Ben Kamtzer that we don't require Kesidron. He'd write it all at once, and the Divrei Chaim is understanding that all at once is not Kesidron. So the Ginas Vradim says that it has to be Keseder, and the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer, says it's not true. And I bring you a raya from Yuma 38b. When Kamsu would write the Shem Bevas Achas, he put four pens in between his fingers, and he'd write it all at once, with each pen a different letter. So you see that you don't need Kesidron. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Tov Lamed Zayin argues that Bevas Achas is considered Kesidron. And he brings a Raya Lehefech from the Gemara that you need Kesidron. And that was the Shevach of Ben Kamtzer. You need Kesidron, but the problem is when you write it Kesidron, you're going to be erasing God's name, because you're going to write the Yud and then the He, which is God's name, and then you're going to write a Vav, which isn't a name, so it's going to be erasing the original name, and then writing the He, and then the name comes back, but in the meantime he's erasing the name. So therefore the Shevach of Bar Kamtzer was that he was able to do it all at once. So you have to do it Kesidron, and Ben Kamtzer found a way to do it Kesidron without erasing God's name. So that's the claim, the assertion of the Minchas Chinuch against the Divrei Chaim. So we have a machlekes, if you write something simultaneously, is it considered in order, one after the next, or is it not? Divrei Chaim says that if it's written Bevas Achas, it's not considered Besidruan. And therefore Ben Kamser, who wrote the Shem Bevas Achas, was okay, because we don't require Kesidruan. The Minchas Chinuch says no. Ben Kamser was writing Kesidruan, because Bevas Achas is considered Kesidruan, and the Maila is that you're not erasing God's name. Says the Chabiner, V'hinei me'oz shamati b'shem ha'goyim, Bala nefesh chaya mikalish. I heard from the Kalish of Rov, in the Tshuvas Nefesh Chaya Yoredeya Simen Pei Aleph, he writes about this, that he comments on, he brings a raya from Tosis in Tumura, and Avdalad Amar Aleph, that there's no lav, if you're mafrish, maislis, bevas achas, there's no lav, you're not over on the lav of not doing it in order. So there's a raya for the Shita of the Minchas Chinuch, that bevas achas is considered kesidron, and therefore he's not over the lav if he's mafresh his maestros bevas achas simultaneously. And memela we can say, like the sheet of the Ginas Vrodim, that we need ksivas Hashem kesidron, and the fact that it was done simultaneously is a kiyum of kesidron, because maestros you need kesidron. So if it's done shelo lefi asedel, it's possible b'dieved, like the Ginas Vrodim wanted to say. However, it would appear that it's not a raya from there, because the Sheirish HaMechlekes is as follows. The opinion of the Minchas Chinuch is that whenever you require Kesidron, the Iker Kpeda, the primary concern is that the second thing or the second letter should not be preceding the previous letter. And therefore, Bevas Achas, as long as the what's supposed to come second doesn't come first, Bevas Achas is considered okay. With the Divrei Chaim holds, no. If it's Kesidron, what comes second has to be second. The concern is not that what's second shouldn't be first. If it has to be kesidron, what's second has to be second. And therefore, it's muchach from Ben Kamtzer that we don't require ksivas Hashem kesidron, because the second letter, the hey, of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is not written second. It's written first. It's written together with the first letter. It's written all at once. So from the fact that kesedel means what's second has to be second, and here what's second isn't second, it must be you don't require kesidron. So that's the Sheresh HaMechlekes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Divrei Chaim. The Minchas Chinuch held that if we require kesidron, it means that what's number two shouldn't be number one, what's second shouldn't be first, but if it's at the same time, it's fine. And the Divrei Chaim holds that what's the second has to be second. And therefore, if it's simultaneous, it's not kesidron. So we can say, according to this, that there's no raya from the Tosis and Tumur and Daf Dalet, that really we can say that Bas Achas is not considered kesidron. And that you're not over when you're mafresh, maisless, bevas achas, belav, that you're not over alav, when you mafresh the maisus bevas achas, even though there's a lav of doing it one before the or out of the correct order, is because there it says meleascha v'demacha loisa achem, which means that you're not allowed to bring what's later earlier. So we see from the lashon of the pasuk that the ikar ha'avera is if he's me'acher the malaya. Malaya ascha v'dim acha lois se'acher. That it has to be keseder. First he has to bring the bikurim, and then he has to bring the truma, and b'chlal, like the Rishonim you'll learn, that comes to trumas and maizvus also, that what it has to be earlier has to be earlier, and not later. So you have to do keseder, afroshes, trumas, and maestros. And what comes second can come first, and what comes third can come second. Because it says, Elashen of lois se'achir. So you see the feirush that the avera is to be me'achir. And if so, if he's mafrish bevas achas, it's not considered ma'acher, therefore there's no lav if he's mafrish bevas achas. Because it's not, you're right, he's not being, like the Gemara and the Gemara in Krisis. He's not being makdim, but he's not being ma'acher. So the ikar is that he's not being ma'acher. When Shem came here, we can say that bevas achas, when it comes to Shem Hashem, we can say that bevas achas isn't considered kesidron. Because there, the ikar is not to be ma'achir, the mukta. But bevas achas, not to bring what's later earlier, and what's earlier later. But there, bevas achas, so there, bevas achas is fine. But when it comes to Shem Hashem, the kapeid is that it should be keseder, and keseder means kipshuta, like the divrei chaim, that it has to be one after the next. So it could be that the divrei chaim is correct, and that there's no raya from Tosfos that you don't need kesidron, because in fact you do need kesidron when it comes to Shem Hashem, and like the that excuse me, there's no other raya from Tosfos that you to hold like the Dikinas Vradim that shelo kesidron is okay. Because from Tosfos, all you see is the din of Trumas and Maisers, and there it's a din of Leis Acher. So there, Bevas Achas is fine. Because really, Bevas Achas is considered Shelo Kesidron, like the Divrei Chaim wants to say, that Bevas Achas is considered Shelo Kesidron. Just when it comes to Trumas and Maisers, you don't need Kesidron. You just need that one, that you shouldn't be Ma'acher, the Mukdam and Ma'akdim, the Ma'acher. So when it comes to Shem Hashem, there you have a din of kesidron, and bevas achas is not kesidron, and therefore the divrei chaim would be correct that you don't require kesidron, and when it was done by Ben Kamsa bevas achas, the reason that's okay is because we don't require kesidron, and there's no raya from Trumas and Maisers. That's a different din. There bevas achas is fine because there it's not a vort in kesidron. Basachas doesn't make kesidron. There, the kesidron is not necessary. Kesidron isn't necessary. The point is not to be ma'acher, what's supposed to come earlier. But when it comes to, we wanted to say it's a raya for the Minchas Chinuch, that Bevas Achas is considered kesidron. Since we thought by Trumas and Maisers you need kesidron, and we saw that Bevas Achas was fine, so it must be that Bevas Achas is considered kesidron. But now we're saying like the Divrei Chaim, that really Bevas Achas is not kesidron, and therefore by Shem Hashem, when it was done simultaneously, it wasn't done kesidron, because you don't need kesidron. And by Trumas and Maisers, where you need Kesidron, the reason Bevas Achas is okay is not because Bevas Achas is Sidron. It's because by Trumas and Maisers, like we said, you don't need Bevas Achas, you don't need Kesidron. You just need Lo Sa'achir. But when you need Kesidron, you need Mamish Kesidron and not Bevas Achas. And Mimela, when it comes to Shem Hashem, if you do a Bevas Achas, it's fine. You see, Ben Kamsa did a Bevas Achas, and Bevas Achas isn't considered Kesidron. So Bevas Achas is totally cool. Because by Shem Hashem, you don't need Kesidron Bechlau. Because Bevas Achas isn't Kesidron, and you can do it by Bevas Achas. So you don't need Kesidron Bechlau. However, Be'ikar HaSofek, it's a pele in my eye, says the Chabiner, that they weren't mayor from the Yerushalmi in Tumas Pele Gimel Alach Gimel. Amalei Avman Hashem is Abatani Bikurim Bimino, the Truma Bismoila. Let's say a person's mafresh Bikurim with his right hand and Truma with his left hand. So he's doing it simultaneously. Is Tani Ovi, is Tani Eni Ovi? So the Pnei Moshe explains that he's Maflish Bevas Achas, and one opinion says it is an Avera of being Makdim Tumah LeBikurim, and the other says it's not an Avera. So even though he's doing it Bevas Achas, the rabbis hold that he's over, because he has to be Makdim LeBikurim. And since he does it Bevas Achas, he's not being makdim the Bikurim. So now we have a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Dochosim over there, There's a lashon of lo se'acher. Still, the rabbis hold that you have to be makd in the bikurim, and bas achas is no good. Even though it's a lashon of lo se'acher, it doesn't only mean don't do it later. It means don't do it simultaneously. So for the lashon of lo se'acher, it means not only don't do it later, but don't do it simultaneously. So mikol shekin b'chol mokoyim, that we require kisidron. What it means is to be makdim, to one before the other. And memela bas achas is not considered kisidron. And if Ben Kamser was doing it all at once, all four letters at once, it's a raya that you don't need kisidron. So you can't say like the Minchas Chinuch that kisidron in bevas achas is considered kisidron. Because in a case where it says lo se'acher, bevas achas isn't good. Even though you would say, no, it only says lo se'acher, don't do it later. As long as you do it at the same time, you're fine. As long as you don't do what's supposed to be done first, you don't do it second. But still, the rabbis hold in the Yerushalmi, according to the understanding of the Pnei Moshe, that if it's done b'vas achas, it's no good, even though it says lo se'acher. And you're not being machir, you're doing b'vas achas. But still, when it says lo se'acher, it means first do A and then B. B'vas achas isn't good. So lachas kama v'kama, when it doesn't say lashon of lo se'acher, you just have a regular Seder, of course you need to have first one and then two. The first one and then the second one of b'vas achas isn't good. And if Ben Kamser did it b'vas achas, it must mean that the Shem Hashem doesn't require kaseder, so you can write the Shem Hashem out of the seder. Another he'ora is from Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Aleph Amid Beis Dibur Maskil Mitisha, who writes V'nir Lekayim Girsas Hasvarim Mitisha Bnei Adam Keched Lo Yatzef Yid Shofar. For nine people at once, you're not Yatze. Because it's not kiseder, you don't have a teruah with a pshuta lefana and a pshuta lacharel, because it's al tzizamin, it's all at once. So you see from here that bevas achas isn't considered kiseder, and we discussed this at length in the previous year, and the Shabina Vov talks about this in the third value, Simon Lamed Beis and Os Beis Ayin Sham. Noch harayo, that you don't need kisidron. B'ksivas Hashem is from Tosfos and Sota, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Divrei HaMaaskil Kosva, they were mistapik if siltet Megillas Sota achar haksiva. Is it kosher? If you underline the Megillas Sota, after writing it, it has to be underlined, it has to be scored, they call it in English. So is it kosher? Frekt Rabbi Kiva Egel in the Tshuvas, in Madura Kaman, Simen Nun, from the Gemara in Menachas and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. But there it says, HaMoiridim, if, in theory, you could be moirid from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala, you can go from Tefillin to Mezuzah, Oisin. Frak the Gemara, how can that be? Habay Siltut. You have to do Siltut on the Mezuzah. So how can you have a Havamina that you can go from Tefillin to Mezuzah? You need Siltut. But based on what we said, you could be Mesautate afterwards. Tosis is mistapik, maybe Sirtut works afterwards. So Frek Rabbi Kivager, of course it doesn't work afterwards, because the Gemara says that how can you turn tefillin into a mezuzah? You need Sirtut. What's the problem? Turn into a mezuzah and then do the Sirtut. What's ma baya? The answer must be that you can't do the siltut after the ksiva. So what's Bechlal Tesis's Havamina? Tzad to say that you can do siltut after the ksiva. And this is a kushyat suma. However, Rav Yosef Shol Notenzin, Bagois Yad Shol, and Yerudeh and Simon Reish Peches, Al-Sif Ches answers not shever. Because in Yezuzah we require kesidron. So there, the sirtut won't work afterwards, because Akopanim was written before the sirtut, and it wasn't kosher on Shisarte. So the ksiva was shalei kesidron, shekin begilas soita. We don't need kesidron, and there is such they stuff touched that as suffix. In other words, the Yisrael Notan Zin Zechut Zadik Levrach. He never had children, so it's good to learn his Torah to continue his name on. So he says that it's not a kasha because the chilik between begilas soita, which doesn't require kesidron, and maybe the sirtut works afterwards, and mezuzah, which requires kesidron, and memela, the siltut wouldn't work afterwards. V'imkein, ay bazoi. If we say that b'ksivas Hashem l'kulei alma, we require kesidron, as is the assertion of the minchas chinuch. What's the suffix of Tosis to be machshir megillas seita? What's the suffix of Tosfos to be machshir a megillas seita that wasn't misultat koidem aksiva? If we say that ksivas Hashem requires kesidron by Megillah Sota, the shame, al kol panim, has to be kesidron. So what was the suffix of Tosfos to be machshir on Megillah Sota that wasn't misultat koidem aksiva? Where we require kesidron, we see from the Gemara that siltut doesn't work afterwards. So when it comes to the Megillah Sota, forget about the Megillah Sota b'chlal. Let's focus on the shame in the Megillah Sota. The shame has to be keseder. If you hold that the ksiva shame, it has to be keseder. So on Megillah Sota, the ksiva shame has to be keseder. So what then is the tzad to say that the siltut can be afterwards? When we see from the Gemara that when you require kesidron, siltut doesn't work afterwards. And by the shame, you require kesidron. So what's the havmina by Megillah Sota that the siltut could be afterwards? When it comes to the shame, it has to be keseder, and the sirtut is afterwards, so there should be no tzad that sirtut works afterwards. Tosfos was mistapik, im sirtut megillas sota achar aksiva if it's kosher. But how can you then have a tzad, how can, what's the suffix of Tosfos b'chlal? Since there's a shame in the Megillah Sota, and according to Minchas Chinuch and others, shame requires keseder. And if it's keseder, we see from the Gemara and Menachos based on Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzin, that where you require kesidron, the sirtut has to be first. So then by the shame in Megillah Sota, the sirtut would have to be first. So what's the havamina b'chlal of Tosfos that by Megillah Sota, the sirtut could be after the ksiva? How can it be? You're right, the ksiva doesn't require kesidron, but the shame does, according to that opinion. And the mele here, the sirtut would be after the ksiva says shame, which would passel it, because when it's mukhach from the Gemara and Menachos, like what Yosef Shal Nazan said, that when you require kesidron, first comes the sirtut and then comes the writing. And so we must say, from Dantes Gedringen, that the shame can be written shalok kesidron, and therefore Tosfos entertains the notion that by Megillah Sota you can have the writing of the Megillah Sota and then the sirtut, even though you're writing the shame. But it doesn't matter, because even the shame doesn't have to be kesidron, and therefore the sirtut can be afterwards. Gevaldik, the Shebina Rav, was the Sar HaTorah. Umeoz ha'iroisi shesofei kanal ibevas achas choshiv kesidron. And I already had a ha'ova a long time ago that some time ago, if is bevas achas considered simultaneous from the machlokes of Huna and Rav Nachman in the Gemara and Megillah, the flamed amid aleph chol yos b'shabes atzma amar Rav Huna the divrei hakol ein makdimin, for Rav Nachman amar adayin hi machlokes. So in other words, let's say Shabbos falls out, Purim falls out on Shabbos. When you read Zohar, so Rav Huna says you're not makdim Zohar, you read it that Shabbos. Rav Nachman says it's a machlekes. Rashi explains al kopanim loy kodma asiyah, because the problem is you weren't makdim lizechira to the asiyah. The akopanim, you weren't makdim the asiyah. So as long as you're not makdim the asiyah, you're fine. You have to be makdim. In other words, you have to be makdim the zechira to the asiyah. So if you do them on the same day, you're not makdim the asiyah. So one opinion says it's fine, and the other opinion says that it's no good. That it's a machlekes, and you still have to be makdim the zechira to the asiyah. Hainu shesvira le she'ikar hakpeda shelo tia zechira meucha. That the ikar hakpeda is that the zechira shouldn't be later, and therefore bevas achas is beseder. They can both be on the same day, and that's the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds that this is also a machlokas rav. There in the Gemara argues with this as well, and he holds that you're makd in parsha zachar because bevas achas is no good, because we require that the zechira should be before the asiyah. So you see that it's taka machlokas in the Gemara is what the kpeda is. When you have a seder, is the kpeda that the second shouldn't be first, but at the same time is fine? Or is the kpeda that first should be first and second should be second? If you hold that first you have to have a Shabbos as zachor and then Purim, then you're holding that it has to mamish be kseder. And if you hold bevas achas is fine, the ikar is not to be makdim what comes second to what comes first. Melvadze atzuma raya shut evrichayim semenun zayim imisach esoifrim or besefer avnei nezer al yeredeh chelik bey semen shen samach heyer gamken v'raya zu v'siyem sheles man d'chosh loha ve'en bagoyis eishal avrom shekosu shen chosh vikav shas luchum tzagin asuvrodim al ken adavol poshut yish lahach shevchagav nosak in oisa rishoin ne'ashem ha-kodesh besefer toiro. So he says, besides this, there's an araya tsuma brought by the Divrei Chaim from the Sechet Seiferin. The Avnei Nezer brings this raya. The Ehagois Eishel Avram says there's no shoresh v'ikar in the shas for the chumra v'ginas v'radim that the shem has to be written k'seder. So la halacha l'maisa, the Chabina Ruf Paskins, that like the Divrei Chaim, shame doesn't have to be k'seder, and if you make a mistake in the shame, you can fix the first ois from the Shema Kadosh and the Sefer Torah. So yesh od laharich b'zeh meod meod, and in the meantime we saw some very gishmak in Yonim, and the Mutz Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us life and health, and only good things, and we will be zeiche to lachzor v'lishnis perik zeh, and to see Niflois Rabbis Vigdalas Mitalas Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.